he was in the trenches. He told us that he was gassed while he was in the trenches and that he spent time...
These are letters that are 100 years old, from 1917, 1918, that gives a sense...
2017 marks the 100th anniversary of the U.S. entry into World War I, which many called the Great War. An estimated 16 million people died over a four-year period. Time has caught up with those who fought in World War I. They're all gone, and the same thing is happening to their children, who are now in their 80s and 90s. A Ventura County College class studying World War I is getting some of those stories from surviving relatives. Today, they're at University Village Retirement Home in Thousand Oaks.
Hi, you're students at Kellerton?
Yes, we are.
And you have a special interest in World War I?
We do,
the veterans,
yes.
All right.
Follow us around here.
Ron Soderquist is interviewed by a pair of students in Dr. Michaela Reeves' World War I in America class at California Lutheran University in Thousand Oaks.
Vern August Soderquist, born in 1893. He was in Europe during the war. He was in the trenches. He told us that he was gassed while he was in the trenches and that he spent time in a hospital afterwards. I could not find any verification of that, so I don't know if he spent time in a hospital, but he was in the trenches in 1917.
Soderquist says it was hard to get his father to talk about his wartime experiences.
I think he suffered from post-traumatic stress. He also suffered from being a Swede, and Swedish people did not talk about personal lives. They were very reluctant to share anything personal, especially anything emotional. In retrospect, I wish I had pumped him, of course, and asked him more, but it didn't somehow occur to me to do that. I should have done that. I think I could have pried it out of him.
Several students are interviewing the first group of about 10 University Village seniors whose parents were involved in World War I. About 20 people will be interviewed overall. Avita Bali is one of the students.
We're not trying to read from a textbook, you know, we're trying to actually have a conversation on history that's happened, and the best thing to do is just ask people who've actually witnessed it, rather than ask historians. So that's the opportunity that we're grabbing.
Tyler Lofquist is another student taking part in the project.
It's a pretty unique opportunity because we are able to have a primary source, somebody that has directly been influence in their life, been raised by somebody who was in World War I in this case. Getting that personal experience for us is more valuable than just reading it out of a textbook.
At another table, students are interviewing Marianne Schall, whose father, Harry Stoltz, served in the military in both World War I and World War II. She pulled some faded handwritten letters out of a plastic bag.
These letters I found were written to my father by his good friend, who was in France. So these are letters that are 100 years old, from 1917, 1918, that gives a sense of the human interest of young men in the service.
Ernie Sandlin, the director of marketing for University Village, says this pairing of UV residents and students from nearby CLU is giving a younger generation insight into something you'd normally only find in history books.
Just one generation removed from that great event, but they learned secondhand, you know, from that generation about the, you know, sacrifices that generation made, not just abroad, but also at home.
The semester-long program is using funds provided by the Library of America and the National Endowment for the Humanities. Ron Soderquist says in addition to the historical information, he has some advice for the students involved in the effort. He says they should ask their great-grandparents and grandparents for their stories now, while they can still get them.
I wish I'd asked them about this. I wish I'd asked them about that, you know, what they enjoy doing and when they first learned to read. And ask them all sorts of questions. Then you won't have the regrets that I do.
In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.